The National Cattlemen's Beef Association held their annual legislative conference last week in Washington, D.C., and the Environmental Protection Agency's rule on waters of the United States was one of the main issues discussed. NCBA Environmental Counsel Ashley McDonald said this is a major concern of cattlemen and women everywhere.
The agencies are stating that this is actually a clarification of the definition of waters of the United States, which, you know, if you simply look at the proposed rule, which is 371 pages, I think that gives you a good idea of exactly how clear this rule is. You know, a farmer out there on his property is going to have to read through 371 pages just to see if his ditch is covered or not. You know, there's three different types of ditches, two of which are exempted, some of which activities are exempted on. But they're going to have to look through all of those to understand whether they need a federal permit and what type of federal permit just to do routine activities that happen to impact that ditch. I think that underscores the clarity that this rule provides to farmers and ranchers across the country.
While EPA has claimed there are exclusions for agriculture, many wonder if they thoroughly cover all farmers and ranchers across the country.
You know, in short, no, they don't. They're not enough to give farmers and ranchers the clarity that we have been asking for over 30 years. You know, they have provided some exclusions for certain types of ditches that don't carry perennial flow or that don't connect to other jurisdictional waters. But again, the analysis and the amount of time and effort that producers are going to have to go through to look at every segment of ditch on their property and to see if it's excluded or not, you know, that's not what we were asking for. You know, we don't believe that these features should come under federal jurisdiction. You know, they are the jurisdiction of the state, and that's where they should remain. There's other exemptions that the agency is proposing this rule under the 404 program. But, of course, those aren't actually exclusions from the category of waters of the United States. Those are actually exempted activities from having to get a 404 permit under the dredge and fill program. Unfortunately, those exemptions don't cover things like spray drift that might happen to get into that ditch that isn't excluded from the category of the waters of the United States and now needs a 402 MPDES permit. You know, even those excluded ditches that aren't a water of the United States, the agency has said now that they can be actual point sources that when they deliver water into a jurisdictional ditch, they're now point sources subject to an MPDES 402 permit. So you can see exactly how complicated and convoluted this regulation actually is, and that it's going to provide farmers and ranchers with zero clarity. The only thing that they're going to know is that their waters are probably going to be jurisdictional and they probably need some sort of federal permit to do any type of activity on their land.
If you would like to submit a letter on this issue, just go to their website at beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.